Northern Colorado tonight with a 93-49 victory as they win for the 20th time on the campaign to go to 20-8, 13-4 in conference action. We're joined courtside by head coach Jeff Linder following this one. Honestly, you could have just stepped aside and taken care of this job for a while tonight. The way that this began to play out, your guys are playing some very efficient basketball.
I wish that was the case, Troy. sometimes it's a lot better to see where you're at than where I'm at. But I thought our guys really came in with the right approach and the right mentality. Same team that, even though people that were here might not believe it, that same team that beat Eastern Washington at Eastern Washington 10 days ago. Mm-hmm. And so this time of year, a lot of time it's more mental than it is physical, and just making sure that the guys understood that you can't come into this game and just think that by showing up you're going to win, because that's when accidents happen. And I thought our guys had a really good approach starting on Monday. Jonah had to do his student teaching, get a certificate on Tuesday, so we had the day off. And then Wednesday, I thought we had a really good 45-minute to 50 practice and came out tonight and played really well.
When you look at what you've done over the last five games in terms of shooting the basketball, you're well over 50% during that stretch. How do you keep that momentum going?
Well, I mean, it's just keep continuing to do a good job of understanding how the defense is covering us. And Jonah Radabaugh, I mean, what can you say? He's just picking people apart. And tonight, nothing different with 10 assists and zero turnovers. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's just playing at such a high level. And then what it does is it just allows those other guys to get a lot more open looks. And I thought we did a good job tonight of really kind of attacking on, on the first rotation. We put him into a second rotation, mm-hmm. and that's where we got a lot of really open looks. And that's when we got a lot of open looks at the rim. And that's something, that Sam really helps us with, that we really missed when we played Portland State, is having that other guy who can kind of break the defense down off that second, off that second drive or second rotation. I thought Sam did a really good job tonight off the bench.
One of the things that continues to stand out to me during this stretch as well is that you've become so well-rounded that teams can't just defend you on the three-point line anymore.
No, and that's a credit to Kai and Kuhr and the work they've done, and the blood, sweat, and tears that Coach DeWeese has put in for the last 4 years with Kai and the last 2 years with Kuhr. But it was good to see Kai play well in front of his parents. the last time they made their way across the pond, Kai might have had the worst game of his college career. But just proud of our guys' effort, proud of the fact that first time in school history that there's been three back-to-back-to-back 20-win seasons. And we're not satisfied with that. And hopefully those seniors, Jonah, Kai, and Trent, will have this place full on Saturday against a very good Eastern Washington team. Three teams tied for first place right now in the Big Sky, but those guys deserve this place to be rocking and rolling.
And that really sets up for what a stretch drive we've got in front of us, with the three now tied. After Montana lost tonight, Eastern Washington able to get themselves double-digit space now against Southern Utah late. What a stretch is in front of us.
Yeah, that's why you play college basketball. That's why you coach. I mean, all the blood, sweat, and tears of this point. But you can't look at it as I told our guys, and I have a very mature group, is that tomorrow we just got to control what we can control tomorrow and try to get ourselves as prepared as we can against a very, very dangerous Eastern Washington team. But we can't control what Eastern does. We can't control what Montana does. All we can do is control what we do, and that's what we're going to focus on.
Congratulations, Jeff. Wonderful win tonight.
Thank you, Troy.
Jeff Linder's thoughts after this one as UNC wins going away 93-49. We continue with more on the Munson's Automotive postgame report after a timeout on your home for Bears basketball, 1310 KFKA.